Your permission is chapter 4. Megillah 49. Chapter 3 ended that Ruth is trying to convince Mr. Boaz to marry her. And Boaz told her, in the morning I have just to clear with another guy that he might be your future husband, and if he won't do it, then I'll do it. See, again, the story, Megillah was written by Shmuel HaNavi. This is not a story, this was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's really, this story is irrelevant. What you have to know is that eventually this guy, Mr. Boaz, is going to marry Ruth. It doesn't matter if he thinks that somebody else wants to marry her, and that guy will or will not, it's irrelevant. The Megillah is not a story, it doesn't matter. I says, do you agree to marry Miss Ruth? Next morning you go to Bedin, or you go to Rabbi, he do the chuppah for you. Even though that it's true that he told her whatever he told her, but it's really for us, the information is not necessary to know. Nevertheless, when he wrote Megillat Ruth, he decided to write that story, that now they're going to clear, and to make sure that Boaz is doing the right thing by asking another person if he wants to marry Ruth first.
What's the reason for that?
Since he was the smartest man. Right. Yeah. That's the question. What does it make? So he told Ruth that somebody, that his uncle, that he, maybe his uncle wants, as a respect to his uncle, or maybe the Megillah said, the uncle comes first, even though it's not the regular Yibum that the Torah talks about, but since it's his uncle, maybe his uncle is a closer relative, and he is only a cousin to Naomi, and this is the brother-in-law to Naomi, also her uncle, so maybe he should do it. It's really according to the halacha, there's no base for that. It's the same thing, anybody can marry Miss Ruth. And again, she wanted to marry him, so again, if he wants to do it, fine, let him ask the guy, but it's not important in Megillah to tell us that. So Megillah says that it's a Ruach Alasha. And so the next morning, Boaz goes to the gate over there. The gate was the place that the judge used to sit. So Boaz goes to the gate. Vayeshev Sham, he sits over there. Vinia Goel over there. The Metro says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on purpose that the guy will pass by right away. That Boaz doesn't have to look for him or call him, or just go to his house and send a messenger to him. Happened to be the minute Boaz goes and he settles and he sits, the man passes by on the street. In the Goel over there, the guy Goel, as Boaz described him as the guy that he is going maybe to redeem Ruth, he passes by. The man even is using a statement that Hashem like flew this guy in. And Hashem told this guy in his head, why don't you go that way and go over there. And the man doesn't even know why he's going, and he just like flew inside, outside that spot, and Boaz looks at him and says, oh, I need you, excuse me. He says, there's no name. The Gemara will tell us, Ploni Almoni, that means we don't know who it is. This has no name. Why he has no name? Of course he has a name. The Gemara says maybe his name is Tov, maybe it's another name, we don't know. But in the Megillah, we call him Ploni Almoni. Ploni Almoni means somebody. They don't find the whole Tanakh to call a person somebody. It means somebody. It's not somebody. Some Chachamim, again, is an opinion. The Gemara is, since this person eventually, that he is Boaz's uncle, this is Elimelech's brother, since that's somebody that is going to be asked if he wants to marry Ruth, and he will say, no, I don't want to marry Ruth, so we don't want to say his name. But again, the Gemara said that he had a right to say he doesn't want to marry. Since Ruth comes from Moab, and that nation was excluded in the Torah for being married to Am Israel, so he will say he doesn't want it. Boaz has his calculation, we'll get to it in a minute, that he said, for me, she's good, for you it's not good, for me it's good, I'll marry her. But he didn't do anything wrong. He just, you know, he said, according to halacha, his halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, do not intermarry with a girl or boy from the nation of Moab. He said, I comply with the law. Thank you very much, but in America, but no thanks. I don't want her. But again, he didn't do anything. I said, it was not his obligation at all to do it. Again, this is not what we call Yibum, it's Chas V'Shalom, a person died without children, his obligation on his brother to marry his previous wife. But nothing else, nobody else in the family has any obligation. Over here, this is just a cousin, and it's not really a cousin, it's a daughter-in-law, ex-daughter-in-law of a cousin. It really is no obligation whatsoever.
What do they do?
I don't know. We'll get it maybe. But it's nothing to do according to the law of the Torah. It's no Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, nothing. This is just, you know, Boaz is thinking, you know, he's 400 years old. He's going to do a mitzvah, they marry this convert, and that convert will have a boy, and that boy will have the name, even though they're not going to call him the same name, he's going to have a name for the previous husband of who they died. By the way, it's a machloket about this, but the Zohar says, and also Tosfot says, that Ruth was married to a person, his name was Mahlon. So, you understand what I'm saying? Mahlon died.
Yeah.
So, his brother already married Ruth also. His brother was married to Orpah, his name was Kilion. And when Mahlon died, his brother married his sister-in-law. That's according to Halacha.
Were they sisters?
They were sisters, yeah.
But if they were converts, if they were Jewish.
Right. So the Tosfot in Sefer Masechet Ketubot says that Mahlon died and then Kilion married Ruth. Now she's widowed already twice. That's also a major problem. Machloket the Gemara, Rambam Machloket, that Chas V'Shalom, a lady that already young age two husbands died, she should not get married to a third one. So Machloket the Gemara, the third or the fourth, but the Gemara says that lady maybe has a luck. That she killed her husband. So the Gemara says somebody should not do kiddushin for a girl like this. Rahamim say over here, Kilion died, Mahlon died first, and Kilion died already too. But Rahamim say, but since it was Kilion married her because he wanted to do a mitzvah called Yibum, therefore she's allowed to marry a third person. So it's just a regular lady that's married two husbands, and the two husbands died. She cannot marry anymore. She has to stay by herself. Sorry? Right. No, even the second one. The Machlokes the Gemara after the second one. But there's some Chachamim say maybe. Boaz did not die because of that. But again, the Chachamim say that if you do a mitzvah, Shomer mitzvah lo yedara. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Sefer Kohelet, if you do a mitzvah, nothing can happen to you. So that person, that Ploni Almoni, being described as somebody, again, that you don't find in the whole Tanakh a description about somebody Ploni Almoni. So those things. Today in Hebrew, in Israel, we call, who is this guy? Who is this guy Ploni Almoni? We don't know. Yeah, he has hidden entity. Here the Megillah says, is a guy, that this is Boaz's uncle, we don't know who it is. What's his name? Mr. Somebody. He says, why do you have to tell me who is this guy? He says, well, he did not want to marry this girl. Well, he had a lot of good reasons not to marry this girl.
Didn't Shady Man say his name is Ploni Almoni?
Hmm? Who?
Yeah,
this guy. He's not from the Tanakh, yeah. He's not, in the Tanakh, you don't have this statement, Ploni Almoni. No such thing. Not saying somebody. That says you don't want to say somebody. Baruch Hashem in the Torah and the Tanakh we have Korach, we have Zimri, we have Baruch Hashem. A lot of people did major sins. Yerovam, Achav, constantly the whole Tanakh full of people that did very bad things. And the Gemara is a list of all those people and then they go to Olam Haba. Still you have the name. So they did major sins. Yerovam ben Nevat did major sins. Achav, major sins. Omri, there's a list of Sefer Melachim, Sefer Shmuel, people did bad things, still says the name. The only place in the Tanakh you don't want to write the guy's name, he's here, Ploni Almoni. Ploni Almoni, so you don't say his name. What is his name? What did he do? What did he do? In the Torah also, you don't find it present. It doesn't say Ploni Almoni, it says the Mekoshesh. The Mekale doesn't say his real name. It doesn't say the word Ploni Almoni. His name is Mr. Somebody. What do you mean Mr. Somebody? What do you better tell? He has a reason, he doesn't want to marry her. She comes from Moab, then she says he doesn't want to marry her. So according to the Torah, it's forbidden. Until that moment, no one married a girl from Moab. No one. No one. Not one Jew. Boaz is going to be the first one to marry a girl from Moab. He is the head of Am Israel. And even after his marriage, David HaMelech will have problems in his life because some people will say that he is not allowed to be mixed with Am Israel because he comes from that nation. David HaMelech's father, Yishai, separated from his wife and said, I'm sorry, it's a mistake, I'm not a good Jew. I'm a Jew, but I'm not a good Jew. He says, why? Because my grandmother was from Moab. He says, Gam Dor Asiri, the Torah says even 10th generation means forever. If your great-great-grandmother or father, it's a simple explanation, is from Moab, you cannot mix with Am Israel. You can marry another convert, but you cannot marry a Jew. So these guys, this guy's 100% right. So why says Ploni Almoni? Why does he say his name? Nothing's wrong with him. He didn't do anything. Some Chachamim say he was right also, he doesn't want to marry her. According to Zohar and Tosfot, she was already widowed twice. He's 40 years old, already died, two husbands died already. He doesn't want to marry her. He doesn't have to marry her. Who said he has to marry her? And it's nothing. There's no obligation whatsoever for Mr. Boaz to marry that girl Ruth. Nothing. Ex-mother-in-law is his cousin, but he has to marry her. Why he has to marry her? Anyway, Boaz, that's what Boaz told Ruth in chapter 3. And chapter 4, we just started, tells us that this is really what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deliver this Mr. Ploni Almoni to the right place where Boaz is sitting down. And this man will pass by. And Boaz asked him, sir, I need to speak to you. It's his uncle. He says, I want to talk to you. He comes over, this guy sits next to Boaz. Boaz collects 10 people. He calls 10 people. He says, please, can you sit down and join us? We have an important meeting. I need you. I need 10 people. You see? ויאמר לגואל, בואו תוקסורים, אני אתחל זה עם חלקת השדה אשר אחינו במלך, you know, it's my uncle, but it's your brother, had some fields, and the melech was very rich. When he left the country because of the famine, he had some real estate. Now, Naomi came, מחרה נעמי אשר במזדה מואב. Naomi sold the field. She sold it. I don't know where's the money. But she's very poor. Sounds like the truth goes to collect daily some barley and some wheat from the field. And the mother-in-law just sold the field. I don't know what the money is. Maybe it was, you have to have an exchange. In America,
yes.
In America, when you sell real estate, you don't want to pay taxes, you have to have an exchange. Maybe she has an exchange. I don't know, I have no answer for that. But anyway, she had a field. I mean, say this, got you from October. We don't know exactly, there's no information. Assumption that she got from the Ketubah. Doesn't matter what it is, but she sold it. She sold it. I don't know where the money goes. Anyway, she sold it. So that's now we're talking about business deal right now. I want to talk to you about something. I want to tell you when you hear something. If you maybe you want, I give you a chance. That the halacha is that in Israel, if you sell a real estate, you're allowed to redeem it. You go back to the seller, you give him back the money, he has to give it back to you. In America, after you sign the contract, that after you do this, he can't go back. You have a lawsuit. In Israel, that's the halacha. This is Parashat Be'ah. The question, what is what? The Ahuzat, the Migdia, it's a question, what is this? But that's what he's telling him. You know, Naomi, this is your sister-in-law, this is my aunt, sold the field. Now there's a chance, I'm telling you, that if you want, you can give the money back to the seller, you don't have to give him any interest. Not even lawyer fee. Nothing. You go back to him, you say, sir, how much you paid for the field? Here's the money, you have to give it back to him. That's the law. So this is what Boaz tells this mister. I says, mister, that field that was sold by your sister-in-law, I'm telling you now that I'm giving you the first chance to redeem that field. Would you like maybe to get it? And of course, who doesn't want real estate? Of course, he's going to say yes. Then transform by me, Amati, Eglios, Nechalemo, I'm going to tell you, like in your ear, a secret, that I'm giving you a first chance, Kne. Means go and you can redeem it. You buy it back. That field you're allowed to buy back, since you are brother of Mr. Elimelech, she's a sister-in-law, you go back to the seller, to the buyer, you give him back the money, he's going to give you the field. You want it? If you want, Kne Negida Rishvil, as you say that you want to do it, in the front of the people over here, sitting over here, in Negida Kne Ami, in Figal Gal, if you want to take this field, go ahead. Do you know, Igal? And if you don't want to go get this field back by giving back the money to the buyer, immediately tell me, Veda, Kizrotcha, I know there's nobody else from the family interested, Ligol, Banzech, Arecha. I said, I'm going to take it. So you want the real estate? You want the real estate or you don't want the real estate? The Yomer Anuchi, Igal, says, you know, the man said, oh, for real estate, of course, I'm number one. So I do it. He said, here's the money, I'm going to give the money, it's for me. We're talking about real estate. I mean, what it has to do? We're talking about now marriage. Talking about marriage. Boaz told Ruth, I'm going to ask the uncle if he wants to marry you. Fine. If not, I'm going to marry you. Now he arrived. Boaz asked him, excuse me, maybe he wanted to buy a piece of real estate. He says the real estate deal that belonged before to Elimelech, to Noemi, was sold. Now you have a chance to buy it. You want to buy it? Because it's not I'm buying it. No, I'm buying it. Okay, fine. Says, what's the whole story? Who is talking about real estate now? What do you have to tell him about real estate? By the way, you understand all the questions? Rabbi gave men, very grandchildren to walk like him. With a hat and a lid. As they give men in Poland and Kuker. As they give men in Kuker. He can tell you, before the Holocaust, everybody was walking like this. They didn't come to shoot with shorts or with sandals. I'll tell you. Remember, Boaz tells him, by the way, let me tell you something. Together with that deal, you're getting something else in the deal. He says, what are you getting? ביום קנותך השדה מיד נעמי מיד רות המביאה יש את עמית. He says, when you mean that you're going to purchase, it means not purchasing, it means you're going to redeem, you're going to give back the money to the buyer to get this field. קניתה להקים שאלה הזו. Automatically, you are married to this lady. What does this have to do with anything? Excuse me. What deal has to do, business deal, with married lady? You go marry a building in Manhattan from a lady, then says automatically she's my wife. Well, that's a student. Who heard such a thing? It says this is in order. The Megillah says that Kim Shemela Hato. It means people will say, you say this field belongs to Nomi. So everybody's going to come on the deed, it would say the word Nomi, I don't know exactly, maybe they put a sign over there in the front of the field, used to belong to Elimelech and Nomi, and maybe they make a road, it says Nomi and Elimelech road. And now we're going to marry this girl Ruth, so it's going to be similar to that, because Hashem will have a baby, and the baby will have some kind of remembrance to the Mr. Machlon. But the whole thing over here is not true. What do you have to tie together? I said, I want to get the field, but I don't want to marry this girl. What the field has to do with the girl? But again, Boaz was the 1712. Not Broadway. I mean, in the summer. If you're talking real estate, I don't want you to think it's called 1712 Broadway. So that's what Moses tells him. You should know, when you're going to get this field, you have to marry this girl. He says, excuse me very much. I love to get the real estate, but as far as marrying this girl, I can't do it. Why? He says, Pena Shiret Nachlati. He says, I'm sorry, I don't know, but for me, this girl is forbidden. She comes from the nation Moab. According to the halacha, according to the Torah, it's forbidden to marry this girl. So he's right. He's right 100%. He says he wants to buy. I don't know why he agrees with him. Sounds like if the girl would not be from Moab, he would go with the deal. He says, I'll get the field. Doesn't matter, I'll marry this girl. He says, but I can't, according to halacha. Rashi says, the Gemara says what it means, I'm going to ruin my children. He says, if I'm going to marry this girl, and I'm going to have children from this girl, the children are not allowed to be mixed with Am Yisrael. They're going to have to stay outside of the nation of Israel because they are called convert from Moab, they're not allowed to mix with Am Yisrael. I'm sorry, I am not allowed to do it. If I do it, I ruin my family. There's a good point. I'm sorry?
You do it.
Very good question, now. Very perfect question.
How could you tell somebody else to do it?
Well, which scene is that? Yeah, not by saying it. No. Not by saying. It means if you do something that the guy doesn't know or something. He tells him the halacha. He tells him the Torah says he's not allowed to do it. Daven in the Iftil. Don't think I didn't daven. And I have two witnesses. They're not kosher for Idris, the son and father. But you know, if I drink it, don't think I didn't do all of it. They kidnapped me to Israel. Oh, no, I'm sorry, you have another witness, a coin. No, he's on your own. No, Mr. Nada took me over there. Okay. I went to his house, he has two nests. I want to do shiloh again.
Really?
Yeah. But Baruch Hashem, in one of them the bird wasn't there, the other one, before I was able to reach it, the bird flew, so he can do the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. You have to chase the bird. But not if the bird flies because she sees you.
With a stick?
Yeah, with a stick here. I came with a stick. She saw the stick, she went away. Yeah. I mean, she knows me. I was already twice. She recognized my head, my glasses maybe.
You have to change your
stick. No, she recognized my glasses, my nose. She knows me. I came already over there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday I was there. It's a biggest mitzvah to live long life, you know. The Gemara says two mitzvahs. Either kibud al va'em, give respect to your parents, you live long life, or send the mother bird away. So if you have parents, okay, but you know, my father and my mother in Gan Eden, so I have no choice, that just look for a nest. The Gemara says if you're looking for a house, if you want to sell your house and move to no house, that's also a school of this. You don't have to pay a mikubal money. It's just to shiloh hakein. The Gemara says the next pasuk. The Gemara says the next pasuk after. The Gemara says that after you send the mother bird away, you buy new real estate in Manhattan, very cheap. Gemara, why she brings it? A sentence says, with your permission, please, I cannot do it, I'm afraid, it is against the law. I'm not allowed, the Talmud says, or the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to marry another girl, because that girl is not forbidden to get married to a Jew. If you want, if you want to do it, you do it. I'm not allowed to do it. Talmud says another reason, but it's not the reason what the Gemara really agrees. He said he has a wife. He says you have no wife, so maybe if you want to marry, but the Gemara says that's not the reason. Sorry. No. Over here, what it means is that the children that he will have will not allow to be married to a Jew, only to a convert. It says the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to do it. So that's the statement. It's a dry statement, and he's right 100%. And forgive me for telling you, there's no reason he should be excluded from the Megillah by not knowing his name. He didn't do anything wrong. He's 100% right. Again, Boaz is going now to tell us the halakha that he is, Boaz is the shofet. It's a question, how come no one else before Boaz did know or did say anything about it? There's no information about it. And again, even after Boaz will do it, people will still talk rumors, gossip, lashon hara. He married her because she's beautiful. And remember the Gemara says that Ruth was the most beautiful girl in the world in some aspects after Chava. No one else. Better looking than Sarah in a way, better looking than everybody else in the world. Better. The Gemara says better. And Gassi probably about Boaz. He wants to marry because she's beautiful. And this did go years later until one time the Gemara says that the time David HaMelech, somebody tries and somebody said that he swears, he puts his sword, he says, I'm swearing, this is the halacha in Beit Shmuel Aramati, that you're allowed to marry a girl from that nation, not a boy. A boy from that nation is not allowed to marry a girl, because only the boys are being excluded from Am Yisrael, not the girls. But again, this is a major problem right now. Boaz is going to be the first one ever married a girl from that nation. And again, this will not be accepted by everybody. A lot of people will be against this marriage. But halachically, not because they're jealous of him, they said he did something wrong. Especially, the Gemara says in the morning after the wedding he was dead. Boaz was dead. He says, ah, you see, he died because he married this girl. He was not allowed to marry this girl, she's from Moab. By the way, I want to tell you a story. Very nice story. Girl, this, and everyone should know from this, you should not get into it. Chevra Kadisha. Chevra Kadisha in every city, even today, but in Europe, mainly in Europe, used to have a special book, a diary book. It's all kinds of secret information. What used to happen in Europe, funerals, after funerals, all kinds of things, but it was not to be open to the public. That's a secret book. It's called Chevra Kadisha book. They have it in every city. They write, and they're not allowed to say anything. It's a top secret that says over there.
Medical
history? I wouldn't say medical history, but some kind of story that the Chevra Kadisha knows about the person. A story about Megale Amuko, that somebody moved from one grave to the next in the middle of the night. There's a lot of stories. One of the stories, in the time of the Maharshal, 300 years ago, a person disappeared. Those days, a lot of people disappeared. There was no police, there was no FBI, there was no witnesses, and the lady is by herself, it's called Aguna, she cannot get married. Her husband, we don't know if he died or he's coming back. There's a lot of stories, questions about Agunot. Endless questions was in Europe. So the husband disappeared and the lady comes and says, 10 years my husband is not here, I want to get married to somebody. She says, my husband disappeared a week after the wedding, a year after the wedding, 2 years after, he's not here. Sometimes some rabbis told her you can get married. She got married a year later and the husband came back. Now, that's not the major thing. The major thing, if she has children. If she has children with the second husband, it's called mamzerim. That's a major, major problem. Major problem. That was in the time of the Holocaust, 9/11. Constantly was the submarine. Remember? In the war. It's a major problem. The guy disappeared, he was in the submarine. I remember when I was a boy. A submarine that was just, you know, disappeared. They just found it right now. Dakar. I remember I was a boy, they're crying on the street. Ladies crying on the street. It says, where my husband? It says, no, he was kidnapped by Russia. It says, Russia kidnapped him. could not find a submarine, could not find a submarine. He can't get married to anybody because if he's in jail in Russia, that happened with the soldiers in Syria all the time. But the Syrians and the Mahshimam, all the Hamas and all this, is to kidnap soldiers, didn't give information. For years and years and years, they didn't know if the lady is a widow or she's not a widow. Anyway, as it happened in Europe 200 years ago in the time of Marshall, a husband, one person disappeared, and the chief rabbi of the ask and investigate, they said, you're allowed to get married. You're allowed to get married. She married somebody. The next day or 2 days after the wedding, he died, the second husband. I said, you know why he died? Because the rabbi doesn't know what he's doing. He has no right to say that she's not to marry somebody. Probably that's why he died. He died because she's still married. She's not a widow. The husband is someplace, he's going to come. And therefore he died. Rumors in all the city, all around, they said the rabbi is worthless. That says in the Chevra Kadisha book. I know somebody that told me he met somebody that read from the book. So the Marshal was the biggest at the time in Europe. He started to pray to Hashem, to daven to Hashem, and said, Hashem, I need from you a favor. I need this guy back. The dead one. To come out of the grave. So it's written in the book. The man came out of the grave alive. And the Marshal prayed to Hashem that somebody should remember that he did such a thing. That he revived the dead one. And it says over there in the book that the second thing is the biggest miracle than the first one. So the Marshal said, to revive somebody, big deal, I can revive. But to make everybody forget, can you imagine you go to the supermarket and the dead man stands behind you? And now he comes to shul, he says, I want to say Kaddish. Well, you have to say Kaddish for you. He says, we say Kaddish for all. So people said about Boaz the same thing. People said about Boaz. People said, Boaz, he did the wrong thing. He married this girl. In the morning he was dead in bed. Good for him. Gossip all over. Lashon Hara, it says, the chief, Rabbi Boaz, married a beautiful girl. What? Good for him, he's dead on the bed. So the guy is right 100%. He doesn't want to marry him. The Megillah says like this, וזאת לפנים לישראל, על הגולה ועל התמורה לקיים כל דבר, says that's how they used to do deals, to buy and sell. שלב ישנה, לא, a person needs to take off his shoe, doesn't mean the shoe, תרגום says it means his glove. נתן לראו, I don't know why they had gloves all the time, but it means he had a glove in his pocket maybe. That's called קיים חליפין לגמרא says. חליפין, he learned in Yeshiva one day, חליפין. Remember. It means קיים חליפין, it means you give something that Machloket the Gemara is Kelav Shukoneh, Kelav Shel Makneh. Who gives it? The seller or the buyer? He gives you something that he owns, you pick it up. That's called a transaction. A transaction now that this is what we're going to do right now. What we're going to do, we're going to give the right to Mr. Boaz to go and buy, redeem the field from the buyer, and also Boaz said he's going to marry also Miss Ruth. Sentence 8 by Emma Goyle Boaz, the person, the Mr. Ploni Amon, you don't know his name, he tells Boaz this, and Mr. Boaz, go ahead, Kneela, I'm out of this deal, I'm no competition with you, it's all yours. By Shlok Na'alom, Emarais and Achloket, who took his glove off, either Boaz or the boy? Or his uncle, Vayom Boaz Vaskinim, V'cholam Edim Atem. Hayom, it says, you are witnesses, Ki Kanitit Kol HaShoel Elimelech, and bought everything that Elimelech owned, that Kol HaShoel Echilion Omachlon, that's what it says, Echilion Omachlon, Miyad Naomi, it says, I bought everything. I bought the field, it means I have the right now to go redeem the field. You are out of this real estate deal, I mean, the gum, also, Tutam Aviyah, Pachok Edilisha. Also, by the way, what I told you, I'm going to do it. By the way, I'm going to marry this girl. Now, Kim Shereda Chato, this name of her husband, her late husband, Machlon, we're all going to remember the previous husband of Miss Ruth. Edim Atem, you all witnesses? Everybody said, yeah, we saw we are witnesses. So we have 10 people over here, and the ordination, those saying loudly, yes, this is a transaction, we are witnesses. Now they give you also blessing. They ask you blessings. Who cares about the blessings? Okay, why not? Yiten Hashem et ha'isha ba'el b'techa ki rachel v'chelea. This is your heart should be like rachel and lea. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, v'eshi tetzel lea and rachel, but no, rachel, we all don't know it. We all do know, that's what we say, Moshi v'yakir et ha'bayit in Halel. It refers to Rachel. So Rachel, so give him a bracha. And what's the bracha? The bracha, this lady is going to be like Rachel and Leah. Okay. How about Sarah and Rivka? Nothing. Sarah means nothing. Rachel and Leah, what's wrong with Sarah? What's wrong with Sarah? Sarah Imenu. Rachel and Leah. Hashem banu shnei et Israel. It says they built the nation of Israel. With all the respect, Sarah also did. And Rivka also did. Mechila. Well, Rachel now. Okay, fine. And then they have there the tribes. So big deal, so. Why don't you say, first of all, I don't need your brachot. My name is Boaz. I can give you a blessing. I don't need a blessing anyway. But it's good. The Gemara says that the other kid is Yot Kala Benecha. Even if a simple person gives you a blessing, you say Amen. But you don't have to write it in the Megillah. It's irrelevant. What difference does it make the nation, you know, the Amharic, the people over there on the street, telling them, you know, God should help, the lady is going to be like Rachel and Leah. Says, thank you very much, I don't need your blessing. By the way, the Gemara says, it's not so simple to take a blessing from somebody. The Gemara says that Lavan and his mother gave a blessing to Rivka. Achotenu. And she became, because of this, she couldn't have children. Why? Because people say, ah, look, their Laban, the Mekubal, gave her a bracha. She got pregnant as a Mekubal. Says, the Mekubal only good for money, not for brachot. So the Gemara says she could not have children for 20 years because of they give her bracha. So here, the nation, people stand there and say, God bless you. You should be like Rachel and Leah. I don't even say amen on them. Who are you to give me a bracha? Can you imagine? You have the chief rabbi. When he comes to your office, I'm going to give you a bracha. I said, shame on you. You have a chief rabbi. Somebody comes to our kaduri house, I'm going to give you a blessing. It's embarrassing. Who cares what they say anyway? Who cares if the Gilas is telling you what happened in the scenery? He says, well, you should know that transaction took place, and the people over there said a bracha to Boaz and to Ruth. Who cares about this thing? Okay, now we have another blessing. Shall that amar Yehuda? Also, you'll be like, not in the Parshas Leah, you'll be like Peretz. Why Peretz? What's so great about Peretz? Nothing, there's no information about Mr. Peretz.
Yes, sitting right here.
Oh. Oh, him. Maybe I meant him. No, your mother is Tamar? No. It's not him. Another blessing. Never heard such a blessing in my life. Somebody says, you know, you'll be like Peretz. What Peretz? Maybe a messiah of Peretz, the Chikrabah for Anana. What Peretz has to do with anything? There's no information about this guy. He didn't do nothing. Peretz, nothing. Who is he? He's nobody. I don't know. Chashalom, he didn't do a sin. There's no sin in his record. I mean, he didn't catch him with drugs. But nothing. If you don't give somebody a blessing, be like Peretz. What is Peretz?
Peretz is his grandfather.
So big deal. Well, what's so good about? What do you know about him? Tell me some information about him. What is Bali shoes? There's nothing. There's no information. There's zero information about him. In the whole Tanakh, zero information about Mr. Peretz. Maybe say Rachel and Leah. You know, you read the Torah, Rachel and Leah. Peretz is nothing. He's nothing. If it's Chaki Vet Peretz, Asher Yoldat Amar Yehuda Min Azera, Shaitan Shaman Nara, that without Hashem you have children from this girl. Like Boaz, it's Ruth, Batilu Lishav, Ebo Yotel Hashem, Ebo Yotel Hashem, Baruch Hashem, she got a baby boy, Vatamana Hashem Nami, the lady is talking now. Baruch Hashem, Asher Yoldat Yishbit Lach Goel Hayom, Yikare Shmo Bisrael. I say, it's Gnei Benim. Gnei Benim, HaKadosh Baruch Baruch Hashem gave you a little boy, Baruch Hashem. היה לך He was dead, yeah. He was dead on arrival, as we call it. He died in the middle of the night already. The morning was his funeral. There's no information about that. This bone is going to be something very good too for your soul. This is in your older age. He's going to be next to you. You're going to be very happy with him. Your daughter-in-law, that she loves you. She gave birth. She is better than seven boys for you. It's excellent. God bless you. Now, Baruch Hashem, you have a birth. She took the boy. She took care of him. What difference does it make? What difference does it make who took care of him? She was his, what do you call it in America? His nanny. She was his nanny. Today we have Spanish girl's nanny. And over here was the grandmother. So, you have to write in the Tanakh that the grandmother took care of the baby. So it means that this root has nothing to do with him. Nothing. She gave birth to the best mother-in-law. She took the baby, she raised the baby. It says, what about the mother? Out of the picture. Out of the picture. Nothing. That doesn't even have, she doesn't even give him a name. It probably had with Mila, unless he was born Mahul, there's no information about it. No name. What do you mean no name? She gave birth. The lady gave birth. Shalom Rabbi. The lady gave birth. No name for the baby. Not no name for the baby. She doesn't take care of him. This is the mother who's taking care of him. There's no information. She might be 100 years old. She can drop him on the floor. She's irresponsible, maybe.
Is she dead also?
I'm sorry?
Is she dead also?
I can hear you.
Is she also dead? Is there something?
Nobody is dead.
No, who
is alive? What is going to be alive when Shlomo is going to be alive? Who is going to live very long life? There's no information when Nomi died. But again, it's amazing. Boaz married Ruth, and she, Baruch Hashem, she gives birth to a baby boy. Ruth doesn't give him a name. He has no name, and Ruth doesn't take care of him. How can I do such a thing? But you read it? The neighbors have a name for him. I don't know, release from the hospital without a name. The neighbors have a name for him. How can it be? The more Shilad Ben Lulina, the Kreda Shmo Ved, Uabi Shabi David. Can you imagine? The neighbors gave him a name, that's his name. But he says, that never had such a thing in my life. In old Tanakh, you don't have such a thing. With no father, no mother, not even as a grandmother. Nomi is raising him. She doesn't give him a name. What kind of business is this? Again, why do you have to know it? Why are you going to have to tell it? What cares what it is? His name is Ovid.
He's a rabbi.
The Megillah doesn't tell us this. The Megillah wants to tell us that that Ruth had a baby boy. Tell us. Mazal Tov. Ruth had a baby boy. That's the end of the Megillah. Baruch Hashem. He is the great grandfather of David HaMelech. Obed is the grandfather of David HaMelech. Obed gave birth to Yishai. We think of that now.
Anyway, you give me it,
there is also Peret. Peret, I'm sorry, Peret. Please, it's Chesron. It starts from Peret now. Just say one word. I just want to show you something. If you go back, please, to chapter 3, sentence 10. It is 17:10. Chapter 3, sentence 10. This is when Ruth arrived at the field and she asked Boaz to marry her. He tells her, Vayomer, Ruchat Lashem Biti. God bless you. Biti? What's Biti? It's not your daughter. I told you, in Greece, that's what they call everybody. It's called in Greek, it's called Isha. If you ever go to Greece and you hear the word Isha in Greece, you go to Greece, you know, Isha means my daughter. The husband calls his wife like this in the store. Or does it say Isha? So, I don't know, maybe they got it from Megillat Ruth. No, it's not your daughter. What do you mean, his daughter? It's not your daughter. Says Daria, Lot's daughter. Boaz is Lot, and that's his daughter. That's the whole secret of Megillah. We have, I would say, in the nice words. I don't say nothing. Ari says with three marriages in the Torah that was not 100% what you call with knowledge. The first marriage is Lot and his daughter. The second marriage is Yaakov and Leah. And the third is Yehuda and Tamar.
The third one?
Yehuda and Tamar. Yeah. And it's a major problem. The Zohar says, that's not what the Zohar says, that the reason why, for example, Reuven is not behaving the way he shouldn't behave, because Yaakov thought it properly got married to, and it was Leah. All these things the Gemara says, the Gemara Shulchan Aruch says called Ben Smura. The Gemara says there is a damage in the soul of the person that is being born if the father or the mother don't know who they married to. Lack of information, who you got married to. Lot was drunk. That's why it says that Boaz drank a lot of wine before he went to sleep, and Miss Ruth came next to him. Amazing, huh? He says, B.T., you my daughter. He says, I'm not doing the same mistake I did in the previous life when I was Lot. Now it's going to show she. The Medrash says, the Gemara, the Zohar, they all say that Lot's daughter meant Lashem Shamayim. Because they thought the whole world was destroyed, right? But he did not. He was drunk, and the Gemara says, what happened to you? Oh, he loved to drink, and he loved to, you know, to do all kind of, what you call it, like a Polish thing.
So why you found wine in the cave?
Because he wanted. B'derech Shalom Tzerech Molochim Atom. Gemara says it. So his marriage to his daughter, that David HaMelech is going to come from that marriage. He says, that boy is going to call Moab. That boy is going to call Moab. And the second daughter is going to get married also to her father the next night. And she's going to have Amon. I tell you such a beautiful story that you understand how you learn the Tanakh. Shlomo HaMelech, from all his wives that he had, there's no information, anything left from his family, besides one boy. One boy's name was Shlomo. I mean, Rechavam. It was the king after Shlomo. Rechavam was born from a lady, his name Naama Amonit, from Ammon. Naama Amonit. How did you find her? You won't believe the story. The story never had in your life. Don't believe it. Shlomo HaMelech was playing with Shedim, Ashmedai. One day, he got Ashmedai, the head of the Shedim, brought him, because he wanted to get a Shamir. In order to build Beit HaMikdash, he needed this worm that cut the stone. And Hashmadai knew. And Hashmadai knew where it is, and was a little bird. Anyway, Shlomo Melech was very smart. So Gemara, not even Zohar, so Gemara took him and tied him up a shed. Duman you call it?
What do you call it?
Demon. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes in anger with this shed also. Don't laugh. That's Rashi, Noach brought him to the Teva. Anyway, he was playing around with him. When Shlomo HaMelech started to disobey Hashem's command, and he married too many wives, he had 1,000 wives, he had too many horses, and too much money, Hashmadai came one day and opened up what we call the string that Shlomo HaMelech tied him up, and got dressed. A shed can dress to anybody. Got dressed like Shlomo. He kicked him out of the palace. He did something to his face. Shlomo went downstairs and the guards chased him, and Hashmadai was there at least for 3 years, maybe 7 years. He ruled the country, and Shlomo was walking on the street and he said, I'm Shlomo. The people used to say, you need a refuah shelema, you need to take Prozac. You're mad, madness. Now listen to the story. You won't believe the story. That he ended up going to the nation, tell it to your friends here, tell it to your rabbi, to the principal also in Mariah, if you know it. You ended up in Ammon. This is the chikara for Mariah. Look. He ended up in Ammon at the palace of the king. At the palace of the king. Know the story? Yes, sir? He ended up at the palace. He's become a waiter in the palace. That girl, Nama Ammonit, was the king's daughter. She looked at Shlomo, she said, very smart man. Mm-hmm. Then she came to the king and said, I'm going to marry this guy. He said, you crazy? The waiter. I'm crazy. A waiter. He expelled both of them to an island. I don't know, maybe it was Aqaba, maybe I don't know where it is. Someplace next to what we call the Red Sea. Anyway, they're sitting over there on the beach. Is a fish. Shlomo went, caught a fish, she cut the fish, inside the fish was Shlomo's ring. That on that ring was the name of God, that with that name he was able to control the Shedim.
Okay. How did the fish get it?
There's no information about it.
Okay.
No, yeah. If you have a book, Asara Ma'amarot at home, Ramami Pano wrote a book, it's there in the book. Anyway, he got the ring, he took this girl, this was his last wife, Nama Ammonit. He went back to Yerushalayim, he came to the palace, he showed the ring to Hashmadai, and Hashmadai fell down from the chair. Shlomo got dressed like as a king, he took Hashmadai, tied him up, and sent him off. The first time. With the ring,
right.
Because he had the ring. Now Shlomo got back the ring from the fish. That's how he married his girl Nama Ammonit. That's how he got married. But what really happened, what did happen, is in all those generations that David HaMelech is going to be born, is what we call lack of knowledge of marriage. That Lot is marrying his daughter against his knowledge. She knows, he doesn't know. Therefore, Ruth, Naomi tells Ruth, you go lie down next to him over there on the field. Over there he'll tell you what to do. But says now he's up. He comes over there, he drinks wine, says, oh, Mr. Lot again is here. He says, Biki, in the whole chapter 3, he calls her, my daughter, what did he do his daughter? Because he's Mr. Lot, she's Lot's daughter, from that candidate nation Moab, from that thing. She makes Meshem Shamayim, that's what he tells her, you know, that's the biggest thing you did now. He says, forget about conversion. You did the biggest thing. What the biggest thing? Because you want to marry me now again, the same way you married me once. But now, it's everything is 100%. I'm up and you're up. So the second tragedy was with Rachel and Leah. Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel, and he ended up married Leah. Also damage in the system. The third damage in the system is Tamar with Yehuda. That's what Megillah says. The nation that's sitting over there, and the nation that tells, I want to give you a bracha, Boaz. What's the bracha? I hope now there will be no mistakes. It has to be straight. Says Ari, this is why Boaz tells us tonight, you know? He has to make sure that that's exactly what he does. This is an uncle over here. He's an uncle. I said, who's the uncle of Mr. Plony Almoni? And who is Plony Almoni? Plony Almoni was Lot's daughter, fiance. We don't know. You know who it was? No. I said, those two girls of Lot that ran away, they were engaged. They were engaged. But they left in Sdom. They didn't leave. Lot had four daughters, two married, two engaged. The two married ones stayed with the husband, they died in the storm. The two girls came out because they were engaged. But the two fiancés, the Lot told them, come out. Said, no, it's a joke, the whole thing is a joke. They stayed over there, they died. They said, what's the name? We don't know. Mr. Somebody. Oh, that's the somebody. They said, Ari, Mr. Lot, Ari, you have to go to Tzfat. Ari said, that's what says in Megillah. He says in Megillah that Boaz says, he says, there's somebody, maybe he wants to marry you. He says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He says, no, I want to make sure that I don't want to marry her because she's beautiful, because I want to marry her. Because I did this that time, I made a mistake as a father. I have to make sure if there is somebody else here. There is somebody else. Of course there is somebody else. Because she also had somebody else. Was her fiancé. He died. He says, that is the Plony Almoni, the fiancé. It was Boaz tells Ruth, I have to ask him if he wants. No, it's called his neshama, his soul. It's called Gilgul.
So why did he give him the bracha to be like Rachel
Leah? Not he. The people over there say, I hope this boy is going to have no damage in the system. Why?
They think you should be like that.
You should be like the children that come from Rachel and Leah. Why is it Rachel first?
Because of damage.
Right. Because Rachel should have been married first. And it says, Peretz. Who is Peretz? Peretz is like the second one that came out. It says, Zerach has a damage. So Zerach what? Zerach is going to be a thief. It says, Ari, Zerach who? Achan. Acham. Acham is Zerach's grandson. What do you do? Ma'al v'cherem. When Yeshua captured Yericho, this guy Acham is going to steal. It says, why are you stealing? It's in my genes. He says, why? Because my grandfather was a thief. What is he? Because Tamar tricked Yehuda. I says, it's in the system. If you steal knowledge, it's just steal money. So Mr. Zerach's son, grandson, Achan, stole. Why he stole? Because his grandmother and his grandfather did not do the right thing. Of course, Hashem meant it to be. But then it's a damage. It's also a damage in the system. So that's the first time, it's not the first time, but according to Sufi, it's the first time. It's when you get married, you have to have 10 people. It's called Birkat Chatanim Ba'asara. You learn it from Boaz. So the Boaz is, until Boaz, we don't know if at a wedding was 10 people be attended. You need a minion for a wedding. It says how? It says here. The Rivka is Erusin. Erusin. Tosfot. You know Dorsha?
I'm sure.
But Dorsha, by Rivka, it says that he took 10 people in order to have the Kati Rusin, engagement. But wedding, says we did from Boaz. Boaz so-called invented. He invented that at the wedding you have to have 10 people. And he says, why? What's so important? He says, because Lot got married hidden in a hidden way. He says, same thing with Yehuda. No witnesses, nobody. He says, the damage. He says, you have 10 people. He says, the bracha, he looks at her. She looks at him. He says, you my bride. You my group. My tov. He says, without 10 people, I got married to her. Where? On the beach. He says, the damage in the system. Damage in the system. He says, from this will come David. David will come. The beginning says, you can come. And he says, so Ruth,
is not really doing anything over here. He doesn't call him a name, nothing. That's the thing, because really, Ruth is not the mother. Ruth is not the mother. Ruth has to get married to this Mr. Plony Almoni, to the fiance. And says, who is going to take care of the baby? It's her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law. Says, no, I mean, she takes care of the baby. Says, what's his name? You have no right to give him a name. Says the Gemara, you know, his name is Moab. Embarrassing. The Gemara says, why you gave him a name Moab? It says, Moab means from the father. Embarrassing, the Gemara says. It says, one of the reasons HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at Moab, the nation of Moab, because the name Moab, she gave him a name. She gave him a name. Lot's daughter gave a wrong name to her son. It says, Moab, it means from the father. It says, embarrassment. He goes to school, he says, what's your name? He says, my name is Moab. He says, we know Moab. It means the father got married to a daughter. Shame on you, the Gemara says. Shame on you giving such a name. Over here, he has no name. Who's going to give the name? The neighbors. The name is given name. So what's his name? Obed. What's the name Obed? It's Ari. Obed means worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. Worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not from a father. Says, you have no right to give him a name. It says, the neighbors will give him a name. It says, your name is no good. You gave him a name in the previous life. Was a disaster, that name. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at that name more. There is no name in the Gilaans, there is no name, there is from this come to the Messiah.
That's the rule. Marriage, gentlemen.